Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by Brenna, Robert Wildauer, and Kevin from the Salem Horror Fest. Thank you guys so much, especially Kevin. I was not expecting that. It's really nice of him. So we really appreciate that. Maybe we'll do Salem Horror Fest this year. I don't know. They're really cool now. Last year was their first year. I don't think they want us back. We'll ruin it. Although, I mean, I think I ruined it by doing a solo show. You know, you can't be doing that out there. Can't. But speaking of shows, we are going to be in Orlando September 21st through the 23rd, I believe. September 21st is our live show at the Falcon Bar in Orlando, Florida. Come on out, say hello. We'll have more details soon on Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz, so keep your eyes peeled on that. We also, it looks like we're going to be in Chicago August 3rd through 5th. I'm still trying to get a show booked. But me and Joe will be, I shouldn't even say this. It's not fully confirmed, but we're going to have a booth at the Flashback Horror Festival for Horror Convention in Chicago. So come say hi. Bloody Disgusting will be out there. And yeah, we're going to be doing some cool stuff, maybe have some merch for y'all, and hopefully do a live show. That all said, I already thanked our sponsors over at patreon.com/IHateHorror. And we have new stickers. They're very metal. If you want one, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. If you do, send us an email, sean@IHateHorror.com, and I'll send you out some new stickers for you. That said, do I have anything else to tell you? Any breaking news? I don't think so. So enjoy Demon Night. Oh, yeah, this is 90 Sucks Week. We're doing another movie that's actually really good. Because we're stupid and terrible at doing this show. But next week, we have the next couple weeks, we'll probably have some duds for you, but who knows? We're so fucking stupid, it's unbelievable. Anyway, guys, enjoy Demon Night.
I was thinking about the adventures of Ash, about the misfortune of sending kids to Crystal Lake. Became addicted straight away with the initial tape. God bless Betamax. VHS, holy like Amanda Kruger. I was introduced to genre flicks by Toby Hooper. I started craving more just like Larry the Looter. I collected VHS without commentary or bloopers. Store computers, magazines, a bunch of stores. Spent my money on movies and begged my mom for more. I'd watch the boys kill those Astro bastards 5 times a day or even more. I loved the gore. Lionel and Paquita combined their lonely hearts. I was hellbound, Cenobites tore my soul apart. I've seen them all, from Dracula to Vertigo. Listen up, welcome to The Horror Show with Sean and Joe.
Hello everybody and welcome to The Horror Show. Show dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Joe's just holding up memes. That guy is so fucking weird. We've got like 3 fans that I'm not sure what their agenda is. Do you know what I mean? Like, they post really fucked up memes that I'm like, whoa, what is that supposed to mean? Like, what are you trying to say? Okay, wait, I think I know his agenda. His agenda is becoming increasingly obvious.
So yeah, Demon Knight.
Do I follow that guy?
Probably not.
But now I kind of want to. But I just don't want to be caught for unfollowing him, because I know I'm going to see like 3 of them and be like, this is too much for me, man. This is fucking weird.
Plus, we're talking about on the show. He's going to notice the pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's over. Demon Knight.
Yeah.
Tales from the Crypt.
their first movie, or was Bordello of Blood their first movie?
No, Tales was.
Demon Knight, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. First movie, 1995. Did you ever see Bordello of Blood? I don't know if I ever did.
Oh, yeah, I own it. I own both of these.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Bordello of Blood.
Dennis Miller's in it.
Oh, I have seen it.
Yes. I did not see the third one. There is a third one that came out in like the 2000s.
No.
Yeah,
really?
I did not see it.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. It's probably awful.
It has to be terrible. We should do it.
Because literally I don't remember anyone ever. You're going to say it. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, it's like my favorite movie.
It's not, Sean. I'm telling you right now.
So, Demon Knight, 1995. Such a vivid memory.
Ritual, 2002.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Starring Jennifer Grey.
Porn
and
star.
Tim Curry. Jennifer Grey is not a porn star.
Isn't she?
That's Sasha Grey.
Oh.
Jennifer Grey is from Ferris Bueller and Dirty Dancing.
Oh, okay. Right. The nose job.
Yeah, that's her.
You know, how women like to be identified by their plastic surgery that they've had.
Jesus.
So terrible. The third and final Tales from... Oh, and it appears that the Crypt Keeper has dreadlocks. Or not even dreadlocks, like the braids.
Yeah, and it does.
Snoop Dogg braids.
It does.
That's... Wow.
He's right in that little corner.
What is happening?
Look at Tim Curry's face.
Wow, man. That's something.
Yeah.
It is based on the film I Walked with a Zombie.
I own that.
That, yeah. Classic 1943 remake in 2002. Sounds like a good idea. John Cassier, of course, did it.
He did, yep.
That guy never took a fucking day off from this character.
That voice is great, though, man.
It is a great voice. It is a great voice.
That laugh.
Which is weird, because Demon Knight, it's their first foray into a movie.
Yes.
They've got Tales from the Crypt all over. They open it with the Tales from the Crypt intro.
Yep.
And yet, he's in and out. This intro is...
But that's how the TV shows are.
Yeah, but you think they would... I mean, the reason that they're as popular as they were, you know... The Crypt Keeper.
The Crypt Keeper's on, like, I know we've done it on the show before, yeah, and I know you, especially you, didn't feel like they held up as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Crypt Keeper, like, every time I take a break from him and I come back and I just get hit with, like, this punch of nostalgia. Oh, I'm like, I fucking love this guy.
I do too. But I'm saying, like, why wouldn't they use him more? He was so popular.
Right, right. No, I think they just did, like, the show format, have him introduce it.
Because it was quick. Like, even an extended intro, I would have understood.
I've seen this movie upwards 12, 13 times.
Yeah.
Like, I watch it, like, once a year
around
Halloween.
I do too.
Halloween.
It's weird.
Every time this opening makes me laugh out loud. Makes me laugh out fucking loud. Sean.
Which part? Robert?
So it starts off, a woman is covered in blood. She's recently murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Then she's soaking in a bath and talking on the phone with probably her lover. I'm assuming the guy.
Yeah, Jack. I did it, Jack. I got him.
And she's like, killing him was almost better than sex. And then, you know, tits right off the bat. So
yeah.
Like,
all right. She's, by the way, they are the biggest breasts I've ever seen because she's in a full bathtub. And they're still somehow almost entirely exposed. It's the most bizarre thing. It defied physics.
It did. You know, the corpse reanimates and comes back up, which made me laugh because how did she murder this guy? Because he's dripping with like goo and slime.
There's like no skin on his body.
She mutilated this man. Like it seemed highly unnecessary.
Yeah.
So he's coming back up. And it turns out that it's a movie because the reanimated corpse is played by John Larroquette.
Yes.
And the Crypt Keeper's the director. He's in his little like, director's chair with that hat that every asshole
like,
director.
Like a jockey from like the 1920s director.
Yeah, which for some reason, like when you see that hat, you're like, oh, he's a director, which is insane because I've never seen a director wear that hat. Somehow it's in our brains that they're wearing it. But it makes me laugh because the Crypt Keeper is screaming at John Larroquette for doing a shitty job acting. And all he's done is walk up the stairs, hasn't said a word, hasn't done anything.
Literally belittling John Larroquette. Just destroying
him. He's yelling at his acting. He hasn't said a word. You didn't even see his face until the Crypt Keeper interrupts.
interrupts him and he takes off the mask and he looks so depressed. He looks so fucking depressed. It's a fucking great scene. It's a great opening. It's an amazing opening. And they, you know, they but they go straight into it. He makes some puns. Robert Redford. This is another guy's name. I forget what the other one is. But then they go straight into Demon Knight. He's like, this was a little tale called Demon Knight.
Yeah.
And we go straight into it, man. Just like the show.
But doesn't he say he directed Demon Knight? Or yeah, like late, he was making director?
Later.
That's what he was in the middle
of directing? He literally is going to the premiere of Demon Knight at the end of Demon Knight. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. so ridiculous. I have a lot of nostalgia for this movie. This movie came out in 1995. I was 10, mm-hmm. which means I was in grade...
I was in fifth grade.
So I was in fourth grade. And I remember vividly, I wanted to see this movie so fucking bad. And I would write short stories about Demon Knight.
You said...
I've said that in an episode.
We've talked about this
before. Yeah, yeah. Maybe on
episode
maybe
on Demon Knight.
Maybe on Tales from the Crypt.
We fucking talked about it. You used to write fanfic.
We definitely did it. We definitely didn't do the full episode. But I did write fanfic about Demon Knight. And man, I was just obsessed with the concept of it. And yeah. Yeah.
I loved it
as a kid.
I still love it.
I think my version was better, but that's fine.
Don't be ridiculous.
This version's really good.
Billy Zane.
I mean, it didn't because I didn't know who Billy Zane
was. Billy Zane is phenomenal in this movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big William Sadler fan.
I mean, he's fine.
He's not, but it's fine. He's good.
What do you mean he's not? He's
no, good. I'm joking. He's fine. Everyone's fine in this. Okay.
Not Gary Farmer.
Not Dick Miller.
Dick Miller's great in this.
I was a big Dick Miller fan when I was a kid.
He's from Gremlins.
Yeah, I know Dick Miller's been in everything. I don't want to step on my Dick Miller joke before I get to it. But this movie I like a lot. This movie is a great Halloween flick. It's a great...
It's fun.
Great practical effects. It's simple. It's straight to the point. There's no bullshit in this movie. They pop off. This movie pops off from the get-go.
It doesn't really slow down.
No waste of time.
It makes enough sense to be like, okay, this is
what's
happening.
You don't need to worry about anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what?
Great soundtrack.
Great
fucking soundtrack.
First, I don't like the 90s, and I don't really like 90s music. However, I will say I liked both of those things. I liked both of those. So I just want to say, Andrew Michaels from our I Hate Hurricanes, he chose There's Nothing Out There last week. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
So thanks, Andrew. And this is Ben Johnson. Chose this, so thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Pleasant picks, actually.
Both very pleasant. For a 90s sucked.
That's our theme, isn't it? We didn't talk about it last time.
No, we didn't. Our theme is 90s sucks, but I have a feeling the next 2 weeks will not disappoint.
What are we doing?
The Faculty and Lake Placid.
We did the live tweet on the Faculty.
We did the live tweet of the Faculty. Sucked. It was not great. I think it'll be a better episode than it was. I mean, the live tweet was pretty fun, but it was a very silly movie. Watch that with Buzz. Maybe we should get Buzz.
Josh Hartnett's hair is repulsive.
That's a big theme of the live tweet. I'm pretty sure I just kept bringing up how disgusting he looked. God, that is like hardcore 90s.
Wait, did you say you wanted to get Buzz on?
Yeah.
On the show?
For
he's getting married.
He is getting married. Yeah, yeah.
Well, consider it his wedding gift.
Don't expect anything else from him. I don't know. That was a movie me and Buzz watched because he had air conditioning.
I would go there right now to record.
I didn't. He had air conditioning. And it was the summer and one of the channels was playing The Faculty literally over and over, nonstop. And we would sit there and just every day just watch The Faculty over and over.
It sounds miserable. I'd rather not be in the AC.
Which it goes to show you like what a weird period those years were for, like, I think kids just have a way better time now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For media, because why would we do that? But we did.
Right. Well, you had no access to anything else.
Daily. Yeah. It was like the only thing that was worth watching. We'd be like, oh, we want to watch The Faculty. And it wasn't like we sat there being like, this movie's fucking great. Like, we literally just sat there mindlessly, just being like, huh.
But nothing else to do. Yeah. Yeah.
No WWE. Imagine if you had the WWE network. Jesus Christ. Or Netflix. Or
fucking anything. You had nothing. I didn't have a TV in my room.
A phone. Holy shit. That's so crazy. Anyway, back to Demon Knight. So yeah, pops off, man.
Hey,
man. Great song. Great. Classic ECW.
Yeah.
That's an ECW track for sure. William Sadler's driving. Being pursued by Billy Zane. Mm. Sadler hits the brakes, goes across, puts his car sideways on the street, and just starts unloading bullets into Billy Zane's car. Billy Zane's car becomes a ball of flames.
But he keeps driving. Cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber. Crashes it into William Sadler's car.
You see Sadler's hand? He has like a map of stars.
Yep. And after Billy Zane crashes, one of the stars goes away.
Yes.
Why is that, though?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean, the stars, I thought, represented people that died. Like, he needed to have 7 people.
That's what Billy Zane needed.
Right.
Right.
So but Billy Zane didn't kill anyone in that.
No, I don't know.
So that was a little weird. But anyway, it was cool.
Fuck this movie.
It was a cool effect. It was a cool effect. Sadler gets out before it blows up, though. Everything explodes. He looks at his hand. One of the 3 remaining lit stars burns out. Maybe every time he kills Billy Zane. I don't know, man.
So why would you just not kill Billy Zane?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Somebody's going to write us.
Yeah, yeah. But we have no idea what's really going on right now. William Sadler, he's on the run. He's trying to pick the lock on this car. This kid runs up to him and is like, "What's up, mister? You stealing my dad's car?" And William Sadler looks evil. Evil.
He does.
He looks like he's up to no good. The but kid he's calls not. He's not at all. He's possibly literally a saint.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. It's Thomas Hayden Church's car.
Yep.
Old Thomas Hayden Church.
Wearing the brightest shirt I've ever seen.
Old ugly face.
Okay. He's not that bad.
What's worse, his face or his voice?
his portrayal of Sandman.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. My daughter.
Dude, he's the biggest mope. An all-time mope.
All-time mope.
All-time mope. I got to make a list of the top 10 biggest mopes in movies. It would honestly be him, Venom, and Tobey Maguire in that same movie.
Oh, man, that's really good.
They would be the top 10.
Mopiest mopes of all time.
Just fucking sad sacking around the whole time.
Mopal instead of Marvel. It's a stretch.
Stretching.
Spider mope.
Can we discuss real quick? Your hot take on a Halloween trailer.
Halloween trailer. This is going to be a couple today. Weeks after. But it's fine. Whatever. Fuck it. That's not what it's perfect for this show.
I'll tell you why I brought it up after I hear your take.
All right. My take is the more I saw people praising it, the less I liked it. Because I didn't mind the trailer that much. I thought it was okay. There was a lot of weird stuff that I was like, well, that's stupid, but it's fine. Sure. I'm kind of excited about it. But ultimately, when I saw people being like, this is the greatest trailer I've ever, I was like, all right, you know what? Fucking take it easy. Now I fucking hate the movie. Hasn't even come out yet.
So here's the thing. Looks fine.
Yeah.
Looks really well done, to be honest with you. I love Halloween. It's my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a flying motherfucking fuck about a trailer. When did we as a society get hyped up for the release of trailers?
Or assume that because the trailer's good, the movie's gonna
be good.
That's
the next thing, because we're talking about Spider-Man 3. I thought that trailer looked phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sucked. I thought Suicide Squad's trailer is the best trailer I had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You see fucking Joker. The music's going. Croc. Movie sucked. I don't give a shit what the trailer looks like. I don't fucking care. Also, the end of the new Halloween trailer had a great closet scene.
Yeah.
Which I could have not, I could have done without seeing until I watched the movie.
Would have been great in the movie.
Yeah.
Would have been a great surprise.
Fuck the trailer. Fuck. I'm getting all fired up because I don't give a shit. I'm glad people are into it. I hope it does well. Yeah. I love Halloween.
It's going to do well. You don't have to hope it's going to do well.
I mean, I hope it's good.
I hope it's good too.
And I love Halloween. Yeah. I'm excited for it. I just.
John Carpenter. Hey guys, FYI, they're like, well, he didn't like H2O. Well, of course, yeah, nobody did. But guess what? He put his name on a dotted line and cashed that check. I'm sure, just like everyone else, he got paid for it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking sweat it. Okay?
Carpenter said a billion times on record that he will sign for any of his movies to be remade.
Assault from.
Why would he not?
Yeah, of course you would. It's fine. It's fine. But relax. It's not high art. And they open up with fucking Michael Myers standing on the world's biggest checkerboard.
A checkerboard prison. Where,
dude, playing wild and crazy kids.
Can you imagine like Ted Bundy being brought out and then some detective like, I brought you something. And it was like his murder weapon. Just holding it in front of his face.
Doing this 50 years after the fucking events have happened. Being like, you know what? I know what'll really get him this time.
Also, I'm pretty sure that actor is Prez from Barstool and it made me hate him even more.
I don't think it is, but the guy looks so fucking familiar. It was it hurt my brain. Do you really think it's him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll Google it, but
it's not. The guy is British.
Unless Prez is the best actor ever.
No, that scene though was so infuriating to think about and to consider that people were just like, this looks amazing. What? Imagine there's a mental facility in this country that houses the mentally unstable, and they're like, all right, outdoor time, we're gonna chain you to rocks on a checkerboard. Fucking lunacy. And then Laurie Strode's like, every night I pray Michael gets loose so I can kill him. And then they're like, Michael's loose, and she's like, the movie will do fine. The fact that people also, also there's a massive group of people that are like, finally, they're writing off all the bad Halloween movies. What the fuck? Like, they're fine. Like, relax. Like, I mean, they're not good.
Right.
But that's part of the charm of slashers.
I'm fine with it. It takes place after part two, right?
No. Part two's gone.
Part two's gone. So it's just part one.
Yeah. And they're rewriting part one.
Okay. Well, then I hate it.
They're rewriting parts of part
one. What I was going to say is one and two are like.
Two's perfect.
People hate two.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't
people
know.
Are fucking dumb.
I think it's a perfect sequel.
I think it's amazing. I think it's whatever. And everyone could go fuck themselves. Also, fuck Blumhouse. fucking Fart House. Fucking. If still had a job there, I'd say that it was his idea, but he doesn't. It's just that idiot.
No, keep it. I don't give a shit about Ryan fucking. Oh, we're talking about a movie. Huh? All right.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween. we're going to give you our review before we do anything about it.
So we were talking about stealing Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thomas Hayden Church, the mope. Let's talk about mopes for a minute. No. So Thomas Hayden Church, William Sadler tries to steal his car. But Sadler gets away. That's it. That's the end of the movie. Sadler finds himself at a whorehouse occupied by a CCH pounder.
A former church.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I'd go to a whorehouse that looked like a church. It's pretty metal.
Sure.
Probably the most metal whorehouse you ever be.
I don't know.
And honestly, is it even a whorehouse if Dick Miller isn't there?
I feel it's like it's not a requirement.
I feel like if you walk into a whorehouse and there's not a Dick Miller there just hanging out with the ladies, then I don't want to be a part of it. Jada Pinkett Smith is also there. Dick Miller's there. CCH Pounder is the head whore. The whore master. Whore master.
Is that
whore master general?
Is that the title?
Whore master general. I couldn't remember what the title of like a whore woman leader is. They have a title.
I've never been to one, so.
I mean, I've never been to one either, but they have a name. It's like whore leader.
That is not.
There's a name for the woman that owns the brothel.
The mistress?
The head? Oh, maybe.
Headmistress?
Headmistress?
Leader of a brothel. Johnny Torrio. Fuck you,
Jesus. Madam. A madam. A madam. A madam. That's
that name, you know, just sounds exactly like Whoremaster General.
Well, CCH Pounder is the madam. Jada Pinkett, I don't think is a whore. I think she's just the Cinderella of the whorehouse. They just have her doing chores.
It does appear that way.
Which is weird because...
She's on work release. She got caught for stealing. But I don't know why you put it on a work release at the whorehouse.
No. There is no court that would be like, okay, work release, where are you working? And she's like, a whorehouse. They're like, okay, that sounds... I'll get you on the straight and narrow fast. But that's what she is. She's on work release. Oh, boy. That's something.
Thomas Hayden Church is Roach. And he Roach, is the cook.
And he loves fucking. He does. There's also a curly-headed fuck who's a mailman who appears to be in love with one of the whores. Mm. That also Thomas Hayden Church loves to
Wally.
Fuck. Wally.
Yeah.
Perfect name for a curly-headed fuck.
I mean, I think I take offense to that.
Well, Bill Sadler's eating soup. Squirting ketchup in it.
Gross.
It's fucking disgusting. It's one of the most horrifying scenes in the movie. And it's also made of roadkill. Also, do whorehouses feed you first? Is that generally...
I do not know.
Is that generally a practice? I mean, if it is, I'd consider it more if I got fed first. Like if they're like, here's a warm meal for your tummy. I mean, you need some food in your belly before you... Fuck this prostitute.
Do you eat at strip clubs?
I don't, but people do.
No, I know people do. I'm asking you.
I would never.
So then why would you eat at this?
You're right. But if Jada Pinkett Smith was making it, although she was not happy. Like, she didn't look thrilled to be there. And I would never trust food.
Who's making it?
Well, if somebody was like, I love cooking, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll eat food from you. But if Jada Pinkett Smith, who's like, I just clean the fucking toilets.
So you're saying if you would eat food from Valentino's, if like Gordon Ramsay was there.
Yes.
But he's using their stuff.
Yes.
You would eat that.
Yeah.
In that building.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know, man.
If Gordon Ramsay's cooking, he's not going to be like, could you please rub your vagina on this first.
Yeah, but like the stench in the atmosphere is just sauteing with the food.
I guess you're right. Okay. All right. Point.
I'm not eating there. I'm telling you right now. I won't do it.
Would you feed the kitty? Somebody was eating good there.
I would not because I told her no.
I talked to Yeah, I definitely wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
Definitely not me. Definitely don't look up feed the kitty on Urban Dictionary. I don't know where else would have a definition for it. Nowhere.
It's not a thing other than her.
Anyway, Jada Pinkett's on a work release at a whorehouse. That's good. Thomas Hayden Church walks in and he goes with this gal. He says one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard. Which is while she pulls him into a room, he's like, I want pieces of panties in my salad later. Why? Why would you? Why would those words ever come out of his fucking mouth? The cops show up with Billy Zane, which is also bizarre that they're like letting this guy lead the investigation. Because later they're like, hey, who are you again?
They're like, what does he have? He's like, oh, he has this thing. You better go investigate it. And they do. I'm like, why?
And they let him tag along and like lead the investigation. Billy Zane says, you know, they were an offender vendor and they walk in and immediately Sadler takes Jada Pinkett Smith hostage.
A little bit of
a tense stare down, but he ultimately lets her go.
Yep.
Billy Zane says, yeah, I believe you'll find what you're looking for in there. The cop goes, what the hell are we looking for anyway? And Zane tells them they're looking for this key. Why they're listening to him again, I have no idea.
But they do. They look for the key.
The old whore mom tells them to search room 5. They don't find anything. So, of course, the cop is like, what's that noise from the other room? It is most definitely two people fucking in a whorehouse. You can leave it as is. But he breaks in and is like, get down there! And it's Thomas Hayden Church getting electrocuted with a car battery.
Really weird.
Very weird.
Are people into that?
I don't think so. I remember Shane O'Mac did it to Kane once in a match. Shocked his balls.
He did. I do remember that.
Fucking idiotic. Oh. Why don't people take wrestling seriously? I just want them to take pro wrestling seriously. No one will do it. I can't figure out why. Shocking a grown man's testicles with batteries. Having sparks flying. Like you're fucking.
And that man's running for mayor.
And won the primary. Oh, man. They run Sadler's info. Comes back. His name's Frank Breaker. But Breaker died 5 years ago.
It did.
What the fuck? Dick Miller all of a sudden pipes up and is like, hey, you're looking for a key. I remember him hiding that a while back.
Snitches on him right there.
Snitches on it. They find it. And they give it to old Billy Zane. Or they're about to, but the cops are like, nah, son. This something's fucked up here.
They noticed, or they got the report that the car that Billy Zane was driving was also stolen. So they're going to bring them both down.
Yeah, they pick up on it. Thank God. It's always nice when the cops just aren't like, well, here we go, sir.
Yeah, which like I thought they were going to do. Cop. But then we wouldn't have a movie.
Yeah, correct. Although Billy Zane comes in contact with this key several times and fails to deliver his promise.
He's just too busy being witty.
Too busy.
Wittiest character.
Too busy being Beetlejuice.
He is Beetlejuice if Beetlejuice wasn't annoying.
Yeah.
Like yes. A mild-mannered...
Mild-mannered Beetlejuice. Billy Zane, so they're going to take the cops in. The cops, you know, Billy Zane's like, oh, you heard him. You don't want to find out who I am. And the cop's like, well, we'll find out soon enough. And Billy Zane goes, why wait? Turns around and punches a fucking hole in this cop's head. So severe that the skull gets stuck on Billy Zane's
hand.
Possibly one of my favorite kills ever. And then Billy Zane proceeds to beat up William Sadler with the head on his head.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because he just punched through a man's face.
Yeah, and now he's just
wailing on him, not really affecting him.
Sadler gets the key back, though. Burns. He holds it up to Billy Zane's face, burns him like a crucifix would a demon. And Zane's out, man.
I used to say this line all the time. What Billy Zane does outside when he's like, fucking hold up, hold up.
Oh, dude, I remember you saying
that. Doing that little dance. Yeah, yeah. I fucking love that line.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and it's really bizarre. Like, it's, but bizarre in a good way.
Yeah.
Because he's been so mild-mannered and so like, hello. And then he goes outside and it's like he's shedding off pretending to be a human. And he's just like, he can't do anything. Like, it just comes out of him. It's really good, honestly. Yeah, he's just this like, ho-dunk, po-dunk, piece of shit. Humans, you're not worth the flesh you're printed on. So, something's up.
Yep.
Pretty clear about that. Says, his property is hereby condemned.
And now demons are appearing.
Yep. He cuts his own wrists, spreads his neon green blood everywhere, and demons start rising from the ground. Great effects. Love the demon look. I love everything about this. This great. Is fucking dope.
They look great.
Nasty little shits, these demons, too. They start flying in from every window, every door. And Sadler just starts fucking capping these guys. And when that happens, green electricity shoots out of their fucking eyes.
Yeah,
in a very explosive manner. Very explosive. We also see Sadler using some type of syrup he's pouring in the doorway that magically prevents demons from entering.
Yes. It's just what could the syrup be? Standard blood of Christ.
Classic. Just an old... Imagine if you had the blood of Christ in a fucking container. Well, Thomas Hayden Church is like, fuck this. Let's bounce. And him and Cordelia, his gal... They go outside, but they get got by a couple of things. Thomas Hayden Church runs back inside, leaving the girl out there to be dead. What also cracks me up here, though, because the creature, one of the demons gets Cordelia, the whore, and is just strangling her. Yeah. Like a mild mannered person. This thing has supernatural fits and is just slowly like shaking her,
rattling her. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, Wally the cook comes out, saves the day. But he tries shooting it. And this is when we learn you shoot him in the eyes. Because Wally's shooting him in the head, it does nothing.
Yep.
Sadler comes out and is like, shoot him in the eye. But Wally gets fucked up by the green electricity. So there's a price to be paid for shooting them in the eyeball. So Sadler also tells us there's only two things you can use against them. Destroy their eyes, which is a weird, cool.
Yeah. I like it. Not like the brain.
Yeah.
Shoot them in the eyes.
Yeah. Just do something different, man. I like it. Shoot them in the eye, or, you can use this blood against them. We don't know what the blood is yet, but you kind of have an idea. Kind of get an idea. Jada Pinkett Smith's like, wait, my cat's outside. I gotta get my... Come on, Jada. Literally fucking demons. I don't think there's any animal I would care about if demons were killing everyone I know.
I mean, that'd be quite the situation.
Quite the situation to be worried about your cat. Sadler decides he's going to scope out the place. He's kind of boarded it up with this blood. It makes these barriers that keep the demons out. He goes upstairs. He sees a cross, which causes him to flash back to the good old days. The crucifixion in Jerusalem.
Which he's not even there for, which I liked.
What a time to be alive. The crucifixion. And he's seeing visions of Christ on a cross and some demons and milling around.
The nail being nailed into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I like this flashback,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. No, it was fine. It was fine. And I like the other ones, too. Sadler and Jada have a little H to H upstairs.
A little heart to heart.
A little heart to heart upstairs.
Fucking inside jokes. Three people on the planet would understand.
Yeah. Whole H to H. Downstairs, Hayden Church, though. Downstairs... Thomas Hayden Church and Wally the Cuck, they have an argument over I don't even know what, because it's so bizarre. Thomas Hayden Church's position in this is so weird, because half the time he's talking about Cordelia and he's like, you're just a fucking whore. And then brief moments, he'll be like to Wally, be like, don't talk to my girl.
Yeah.
But every other time he does not give a shit about her. Like
when he's just
like,
a fucking asshole.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you ran away from me. He's like, no, I didn't, because I didn't ask you to follow me. It's so fucking weird. Yeah, he is a piece of shit in this. Like, the biggest piece of shit. Thomas Hayden Church and him get into an argument. It doesn't make sense. They're fucking the same whore, just like many, many other men. But he's like, Cordelia, can I talk to you in the other room? She's like, oh, sure. And she goes in and he's like, you piece of shit, and just beats the shit out of her. It's fucking crazy. I don't know why the whore mother doesn't step in.
I mean, there's demons outside. I think she has her hands full at the moment.
Well, that's a good point, I suppose. Anyway, in the basement, a dozen people are trying to find a possessed cat. I don't know why they're all looking for the fucking cat, though. I don't know. So Billy Zane, though,
he has psychic powers.
Cordelia is crying in her room and she starts hearing Billy Zane in her head. Poor Cordelia, seems downright cool to treat a pretty girl that way. Did I say pretty? I meant beautiful. This guy's I guess he's something. He's doing this telepathically. She walks to the window and she can, but it's very dreamlike. It's almost like she's seeing a vision.
Yeah.
Like it's not actually happening, but she can see him outside the window, like John Cusack. And he's got these lights and fans on him, like the band Nile. He's got like orange lights and fan blowing his blouse in the breeze.
Why Nile?
Because that's what they do.
Lights?
Yeah, they put orange lights on themselves like Billy Zane does here.
Well, they're fucking assholes.
Yeah, well, I'm not arguing that. Okay. And then we hear him say, let me in, let me in, let me in. And we had gotten a reference earlier from Sadler. He mentioned that he could take over people. So we have an idea of what's about to happen. Wally, the taxpayer, tax money wasting mailman, as we find out. It's insane.
Yeah, isn't he going to shoot up the police?
We find that out later. He's going to shoot up the mail.
The post office.
Yeah, the post office.
I wish he was just actually going to shoot the mail.
Yeah, but Wally walks into Cordelia's room, and Cordelia is possessed, but is all of a sudden like, oh, Wally, I've always loved you. So does this mean, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Cordelia fucks Wally. Well, whatever. Maybe fucks Wally.
She's seducing him.
Huh?
Oh, you think, like, in past tense, she has...
No, in this scene.
Okay.
She seduces him.
Sure.
Maybe fucks him. Let's just say they fuck for the sake of this conversation.
Okay.
Is it Billy Zane that's fucking him? Is this like our Uncle Rumpel dressed up as a woman?
Yeah. No, it is.
Uncle Rumpel transforming into a woman?
Yeah.
You fucked Uncle Rumpel.
If he's in Cordelia...
Yeah.
They're both in Cordelia at the same time.
Yeah. So Wally's fucking...
Fucking by association. Yeah.
Now, I forget. In Rumpelstiltskin, did that guy end up fucking Uncle Rump? Yeah, they had a full sex scene, and then Uncle Rump was like... Nice hog. Nice cock.
That's not what he said. No. That'd be insane.
Wake up next to Uncle Rumpel.
Smoking
nice dick.
Smoking nice dick.
I love thy dick. Anyway, that's such a stupid segue. Downstairs, they hear Wally screaming. They run up. The door's shaking. They open it. Cordelia is fucking eating Wally. Wally is in pieces. He's massacred.
Yes.
Wild special effects here. I fucking loved it. The scene is fucking great. They're fighting off
rips
Cordelia.
CCH Pounder's arm off. Like, just rips it off.
CCH Pounder goes to grab her. The whore mom goes to grab her. She holds onto that arm for a minute. Like, you don't know what the struggle is going to be. And then just rips the arm fucking clean off. Blood is everywhere. It's fucking amazing. Great scene. I loved it. People are panicking. Because the house mom tried to pour blood on her. That's what happened, right? People are panicking, wanting to escape through the mines now. They kill off Cordelia. They're panicking. They want to escape through the mines. Sadler's like, that's a terrible idea. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. But Thomas Hayden Church kind of leads this charge, and everyone agrees with him that they're going to go downstairs and escape through the mines. So they're sledgehammering through a wall. Which triggers another memory of good old Jesus blood hunting demons and things like that.
Yeah.
And a guy bottling Jesus's blood. Well, they go through the mines, and for some reason, Breaker's like, Sadler's like, yeah, I guess I'll go with them. And follows them. In the mines, they find that kid, Danny, from before, who was Thomas Hayden Church's kid, or not even, like... That doesn't really even come up.
I think they mentioned it. It's like uncle or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
They could be totally wrong, but I thought they said that.
Yeah, because it's definitely not his dad. In the beginning, it seemed like it was his dad, but it wasn't. And then his possessed mother, who is trying to kill him. The demons are here. Run! Of course, they're there. They run back. And Thomas Hayden Church... They had sealed off the door with the blood. Yep. Thankfully, Sadler had a brain and was like, I'm going to seal this off so that way if we run back, we're safe. So they're safe. And then Thomas Hayden Church, mad about being paid minimum wage, is like, you piece of shit. And shoots one of them, causing the seal to break.
He's a real asshole.
He's a real fucking piece of shit. Freeing the demons. They scramble upstairs. Where they luckily had poured some blood prior to, and they're safe upstairs. But they're on the second floor. And I don't know, I'm gonna say this, it's such like an insignificant thing, but for me, I just really like it. They're trapped in such a shitty location.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, though. Yeah. Instead of just being on the main floor or whatever, like, being on the second floor is such a fucking nightmare. It makes things infinitely more difficult. And
with the demise of, like, it comes into play with the demise of Thomas Hayden Church, as we'll see in a little bit. Mm. Like,
yeah, you're right. So Sadler asks Danny what's up, and is like, oh, let me just put this key to your... just to check to make sure he's a demon, which also infuriates me because every time he does this, Jada Pinkett Smith's like, will you stop? Dude, there's fucking demons everywhere. Check every, like, he does it to the cat and she's like, hey.
Yeah, she gets pissed.
Relax. Yeah. We need to check everything. Flashback to World War One demons.
Yeah. The old guy, fox hunt.
The guy that stole Jesus' blood is dying and gives it to Sadler. This explains nothing, though, until Sadler's like, now let me tell you a story. Now let me tell you a story about where this blood came from. And everyone's like, I don't believe you. And he's like, well, let me tell the story. And then he tells an insane story. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Literally, the story. He's like, I'm going to start back in the old days of Genesis. Start at the beginning.
Which he does. God created light.
God created light. It scared away the
demons and keys.
Demons and keys. There's seven keys. God scared them, scattered the keys. The demons got six of them. God filled the key with Jesus' blood. When they run out of blood, the darkness comes back.
Yep.
Now, and it's not all Jesus' blood.
If you hold the key, you're immortal while holding.
Yes. And the blood doesn't need to be Jesus's. It just needs to be, I guess, the last holder of the key's blood.
Yeah. As we learn.
Yeah. So whatever. He also explains something about he needs to kill seven people. Blah, blah, blah. Don't you think it would be really easy for Billy Zane to just kill seven people?
Yeah, there got to be a rhyme or reason that they really chose not to explain.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, that was really glossed over. Like, that seems like a really key thing, because he's like, yeah, that's why there's seven of us here. And that's kind of it, though.
Yeah.
They don't really want to talk about that part of it. Hayden Church is like, hey, man, you're a brave guy. Which, if he said that to me, knowing what you know about him, you'd be like, take off all your clothes. You just did something to me. Right. Or you stole something.
Which he does.
Which he stole the key.
Yeah.
He's like, man, you're so brave. Guy's been a piece of shit from moment one. It's fucking amazing. So he steals the key. They also realize Danny's missing somewhere in the whorehouse, so they need to find him. But just then, Jada gets a call from the big Zane Boski. She gets the call up.
Love this scene. Gravediggers are playing in the background.
Yep.
1-800-SUICIDE. One of the greatest rap songs ever.
It is just a psychedelic, weird, fucked up fantasy type thing where Billy Zane's trying to seduce her and you don't know which way Jada's going to go.
And again, I love Billy Zane's performance in this. The stuff he's just like so smooth rallying everything off.
When he's
like,
it flows. When he's doing the like seduction stuff, when he's doing the slow talk stuff, it's really good. When he does the Beetlejuice, like, blah, 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 it's a little more annoying. But I really like this. This is methodical. It's like Jake the Snake Roberts shit. Like, just methodical, cerebral, just fucking with their heads.
Yeah.
And I just really like it. And he's playing Jada so hard. Just her abuses, her life. And it's a great scene. And you don't know if Jada's taking the bait.
Right.
But he's like, let me in. He does the same thing. Let me in, let me in. Well, they send Willie to go find the kid. Or no, they send Willie to go find Breaker, Sadler. And instead, he finds a ton of naked women. Because he's also being seduced.
Yes.
By Zane. And Zane knows how to get into his head, which is naked, topless women, the biggest breasts you've ever seen. And Billy Zane making him drinks. And it's a pretty great scene.
This is how awesome my wife is. I mean, I've seen this movie 100 times, but we were watching it together and I went to go get a drink in the other room and she called me back in because there were so many boobs on the screen. She didn't want me to miss it.
This scene, my dad had this movie recorded when I was younger and I'd like put in a VHS and this scene just came up. I was like, this is amazing. I did not know it was this movie until much later.
Nice.
When I would finally see it. But I was like, wow. And I remember always being like, what was that? That was, I need to figure out what that was. Anyway, Billy Zane's pouring him some scotch and whiskey. Not good. Clearly, Willie's Willie clearly has no Dick Miller here. Has no self-control. This is not going to go well. I mean, he starts drinking immediately. Billy Zane's like, want a drink? And clearly this is a ruse. And Willie's like, yeah. Drinks it so fast. Well, in the secret attic, they find out that the mailman, Wally, has been reading everyone's mail, opening everyone's mail, has also been planning to shoot up the post office with Cordelia. It's weird. Yeah. Weird excuse to give us grenades and guns.
Well, and it worked.
It worked.
It's fine with me.
Which is also funny because the guns don't come into play because there's no ammo.
Well, this is also the time when like going postal was a thing.
Dude, remember that?
It was.
I remember my grandma explaining it to me because I was watching Naked Gun.
What a terrible thing to like make a catchphrase.
Like a That's how shooting. Weird the yeah. 80s and 90s were.
They're mashing.
Going postal.
Yeah. But it was like everyday vocabulary.
Jokes. And making jokes.
Yeah, no, because we were kids. We were like, oh, he's going to go post. Like when someone got mad.
Dude, Naked Gun has that post office shooting scene. And I think it's 33 and a third. There's like a massive post office scene. And they're like, guys shooting up the post office.
It's bizarre. What a weird time.
So fucking bizarre. Imagine being the people that were affected by like those postal
That's
shootings.
That's what I'm saying. Like, devastating. It's all so insensitive.
Everyone's saying it.
Yeah.
Probably t-shirts of it.
They're definitely.
They definitely were. That's all the 80s and 90s were like t-shirts of sayings.
Co-ed naked, then whatever.
Oh man. So he was going to shoot up the post office. Downstairs, Willie is killing Sadler. Willie's found Sadler and he's trying to kill him. Sadler chops off his head with a machete. Kid sticks in. The head's still alive. So the little kid, Danny, picks up Willie's head and sticks it into fucking deer antlers. Fucking gruesome. Well, Hayden's still walking around with the key. He still hasn't figured out what to do with that. He's like popping his head over the railing, being like, excuse me, somebody want this? Which is weird. Like, if imagine you're trying to like turn somebody in, you can't find Billy Zane. Billy Zane's harassing everyone except you.
You have the one thing.
You have the one thing you want.
So annoyed.
But Zane does show up,
and he's like, their banter is so funny because he's just like, man, this guy's a real dick. And Billy Zane's like, yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's really funny. And Hayden, you know, is like, just let me go, and I'll give you the key. Zane's like, deal.
And then Hayden takes like a step. He's like, oh, one more thing. I lied. And he's just eaten by demons.
It was so for a guy that's so witty the entire movie, the one payoff, this is the payoff kill. And he's like, I lied. The one thing everyone says in every movie ever. Bad guy says it. Roach, one more thing I forgot to mention. I lied. And he gets eaten by monsters. So Hayden Church is done.
Yeah, good riddance. But Billy Zane has the key.
Yeah, and so things look bad.
They look very dire.
Until they don't, because Sadler immediately shows up and shoots him in the face with a fucking arrow. And he drops the key.
He falls off the second story.
And they get the key back. Like, for a second, it's like, wow, this is bad.
Yeah. And then, crisis averted.
So quick. And then the good old whore mom shows up. With grenades strapped to her chest.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is my house. You guys go upstairs. And then for some reason, her and the cop, I don't know why the cop stays downstairs too.
Well, they both sacrifice themselves.
For no reason. She was fully content of doing it herself, but he stays with her, which is sweet, I suppose. She was a great woman. She was a great whore mom.
One of the best.
R.I.P. whore mom. Imagine no one actually knew her name. That old whore.
It's Irene.
Oh, well, Jesus Christ. And she's wearing explosives and she blows herself up.
Yeah.
Killing, I guess, a lot of the monsters, if not all of them. But it's weird because they are, the attic is directly above them. And she pulls the pin on a dozen grenades that are on her.
Yep.
And all that happens upstairs in the attic is like, just the door kind of rattles a little bit. Oh boy. Zane shows up immediately though. Or no. Does he? Oh, no. So we find out Jada is the chosen one.
Yep.
Sadler's banged up from his injuries.
Well, he's about to get really banged up.
Oh, did I miss?
Because Billy Zane possesses Danny.
Danny. That's Danny what happens.
Fucks him up.
Yes, that's what happens. Yeah, my bad. And Danny is a fucking demon. He literally tongue fucks William Sadler's heart.
Yes, he does.
He uses his tongue to pierce William Sadler's heart. And just, it's fucking brutal, man. It's fucking brutal. But Jada kicks him out of a window, which had been sealed. And it explodes Danny.
Yes.
Which is also a pretty fucking amazing scene for killing a child.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Danny. but Jada's the chosen one.
Yeah.
And that's why he's come out here, is to give her the key. They do the transfer of the blood.
His blood into key. The thing, yeah, into the ceremony. Key.
Yeah. Yep. And Zane shows up immediately. She runs away. He runs away because she's covered in blood.
Yes. But he catches up to her like almost immediately.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Starts spitting game. He's trying to seduce her very heavily.
Yes.
He's asking her, do you think you and me will have a chance?
Yeah. And that does not fly.
Well, she...
This seems
She takes the key and she puts the blood in her mouth. And he's like asking her to like be his main girl.
And he's doing a full Beetlejuice imitation at this point. He's like, you and me, baby, like we can be in love. We can
go. Just say something. Yeah, she doesn't say anything. He's like, I didn't think so.
Yeah. It's kind of fucking weird. But she takes a sip of the blood or drinks a lot of it.
And she keeps her mouth. She doesn't say anything.
The entire time. Clearly has a mouthful.
Nobody's ever had more shit in her mouth.
Which is, yeah, it's fucking insane. It's fucking weird. And she finally decides, it takes her forever. She waits so long with the blood in her mouth. She finally spits it in his face.
Yep.
And he explodes
in flames. Yes, he does.
She should have done this a long time ago. It was also just really weird that it was so anticlimactic in a way.
That's what did him in?
Yeah.
You could have just done that in the first place.
Right.
I just threw the blood on him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know.
What can you do, I guess? But you see his true form as he burns. And he's got giant wings. Yeah. He's got like a devil head. It's really fucking cool. It's really fucking great. She gets herself cleaned up, though.
Fills up the key with more.
Gets a little more of that sweet, sweet Sadler blood.
Yep.
And hits the road. Hops on a bus. And wastes some blood sealing up the bus, which I would not have done.
No.
Chill the fuck out, you idiot. You only have so much.
You just defeated. Why would you even assume more are coming?
I know. I would not.
Well, it's a good thing that she did, though. Because
the next stop.
There's a hitchhiker. That is Billy Zane.
First stop on a deserted desert is a hitchhiker who's like, nah, I'll catch the next bus.
He
can sense.
Yeah. The blood.
The blood.
He's wearing the same outfit Billy was in the beginning.
Yes.
Why are they all dressed like that?
Yeah. And then the bus drives away. And this guy walks away whistling the Tales from the Crypt song.
Yep.
We cut to a grave, though, where we see a hand pop out, pulls down some flowers a million miles down, and it's to the Crypt Keeper's dungeon.
His little home.
Yeah. Tonight's a big scrimmia. It's more of a Stewie than a...
He tells us that Jada Pinkett lives happily ever after.
Which was so weird.
Enjoying traveling the world.
Because he really, there's no pun to it. He's like, don't worry about her. She traveled the world and saw a lot of sights. That's it.
And then he arrives to the premiere.
And he's like, oh, I've got to go to the premiere. And we watch him get out of a limo. His hair slicked back. He looks like fucking Edgar Winner. And as he's exited, the crowd parts in the big... premiere. It says fucking Demon Knight on the fucking movie thing.
The marquee.
And as this crowd parts, he sees a guillotine.
And the producers have the power of the final cut. So basically, this
stupid joke.
Just decapitate him. His head goes into the basket.
And they do. And that's a wrap.
He's so happy. He's squealing with glee.
It looked like John Cassier might have been one of the guys in makeup. One of the guillotine guys. But maybe. I didn't double check because I don't fact check. I literally was like, I should look that up. And then I was like, nah.
It's better off this way.
Better off. We'll just it was John Cassier.
Okay.
Little Hollywood note, John Cassier decapitated him.
Can't wait for him to debunk that. Can't wait to see a YouTube video in like 5 years. It's like, some guys called The Horror Show said that you were in this.
That's Demon Knight, guys. That was fun. Good movie. I would definitely check it out. It's not streaming anywhere. It's on Stars. You can rent it on Amazon.
It is on Stars. That's where I watched it.
Yeah. So check it out. Definitely a good one. And thanks, Ben Johnson. Next two movies continue with the 90s. The Faculty and Lake Placid. Those are by Carrie Rashid. It's got to be Rashid. Carrie Rashid. She was a I Hate Hurricanes. And our friend Jessica Baker chose Lake Placid. Also an I Hate Hurricanes pick. So thank you guys so much.
Jessica also showed us that, I don't know if you saw it, it was a comment on Instagram, that site where you can find out where it's streaming.
Yes.
Used it for these two movies.
It's good.
So, yeah. It's good. Even though I own both of these movies. I own Demon Knight.
Yeah.
And, I was just far too lazy to go get the DVD, so I used that and found that it was streaming on Stars, and perfect.
It is. Yeah, it's a good site. And I love that our fans are like, you guys are fucking idiots. You guys clearly have such a hard time finding the movies you choose. So here's some help. So that's what you got the next couple weeks. And then we go into our Friday the 13th thing, which I'm not looking forward to be honest with you. So busy with fucking this selling this shitty fucking house. So anyway, fun stuff. Happy summer, everyone. There's fucking bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my god, why is that? They're coming through the window? What the fuck? All right. Anyway, I gotta go destroy some bugs. Fucking
bugs. Yeah, stay weird.
Stay weird. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. If you do, email me, Sean@IHateHorror.com, and I'll send you some stickers. We're on Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. September 21st at the Falcon in Orlando, Florida. We're doing a live show. We'll be down there for a weekend, so we'll be doing a bunch of cool shit. So stay tuned if you're in the area. And that's it. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat @IHateHorror.
I'm @Boognish1985 and Horror Show Joe.
That's a wrap, guys.
Yeah.
So, for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
That's it, guys. Wait, you know about the Chris Cornell Chester Bennington conspiracy, right?
Yeah, I think you told me. What was it, though?
They uncovered a like, pedophile ring.
Yes, yes.
And, and they were both, since they're friends, they're both like about to break it open. So they're both murdered.
Yeah. So funny. The Hardy Boys with Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell, undercover cops posing as rock stars. For 30 years, the last 20 years, they've just been pretending to be rock stars, but secretly,
also
uncovering a pedophile ring.
This has happened in real life with Johnny Rotten, who was like, "Hey, this guy is an enormous pedophile, and he has a pedophile ring, and he's like one of the biggest BBC radio hosts."
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. I remember that. Yeah,
and he would say this at like every concert, and. Like, he was not allowed to, like, he was blackballed from, like, the industry. Like, he wasn't allowed to perform places. He wasn't, like, getting deals. And then the guy that he was been accusing was, like, suing him for slander and all that. He died. It turned out to be 100%
true. 100% true. Yeah. They caught him. Like, I remember
but
when
the point of that
was
is
a ton of kids, too.
The point of that is nobody would miss Johnny Rotten. You could easily dispose Johnny Rotten. Like, you just be like, oh, he overdosed. Like, that's all you had to do. Or be like, oh, somebody murdered him, like Sid and Nancy.
You could have paid anyone to just give him heroin, a ton of heroin.
Just killed him. Just literally killed him. Be like, I don't know where he went. And people would be like, yeah, you know, it's Johnny Rotten. The point being, he was screaming this guy's name from like every rooftop and nobody killed him. So let's use some logic.
Chris Cornell,
Dude, that's so funny. Like, uncovering a pedophile. Imagine those two. Just the idea of them snooping around like Scooby-Doo, locating pedophiles is like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Dude, using a magnifying glass to search for clues, so funny. Has anybody ever done that?
No.
Ever.
There's no chance. There's no chance. Holy shit. That is so fucking funny. Oh my God. That cracks me up. All right, you ready?
Oh, we're not recording?
Huh?
I thought we were recording.
Yeah, we're recording. You ready to like start it though?
No, I thought that was.
That was the episode.